Just a few days before Labor Day, the Trump administration has announced two policies that consumer advocates say hurt the average worker and favor Wall Street and big business. On Wednesday, the Labor Department said it's delaying by 18 months enforcement of key parts of the Obama-era fiduciary rule, which requires financial advisors to put clients' interests above their own when recommending investments. Ed Merzwinski with PIRG says the president is simply carrying water for Wall Street.
They've been taking an estimated $17 billion a year out of retirement savers' pockets by giving advice that rewards them with higher fees and commissions instead of rewards you with the best plan.
A study by the Economic Policy Institute estimates that Indiana retirement savers would lose out on $166 million of returns over the next 30 years as the result of bad advice given during the 18-month delay in the fiduciary rule. The Trump administration says the rule places an unnecessary burden on financial advisors and makes them less willing to take on small-dollar investors. Meanwhile, Trump on Tuesday moved against an Obama-era equal pay measure that was supposed to go into effect today. The Office of Management and Budget announced it will not require companies to report data on how much various classes of workers are compensated. Heidi Scherholz with the Economic Policy Institute says this shows that the president is not concerned with the enduring wage gap for women and minorities.
One of the key things that has contributed to unequal pay is just a lack of transparency. People not actually knowing what people in their group are paid relative to other groups.
Statistics show that women still only make about 80 cents on the dollar compared with white men, and it's even worse for single moms and women of color. Business groups applauded the move, saying the reporting requirement would create unnecessary red tape. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.